Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, May 14th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, today Microsoft Patch Tuesday is upon us, and I just made a quick diary live talking about Windows 8.1. This is the last Patch Tuesday with support for Windows 8.1. For patches beyond May, you will need Windows 8.1 update. So get installing on Windows 8.1 update if you haven't done so. There have been quite a few problems reported with Windows 8.1 update, in particular if you're using VUS to update, but most of this should be fixed by now. So apply these patches today and then get working on Windows 8.1 update. And URL shortening platform Bitly was compromised, and with that the attacker may have gained access to API keys and OAuth tokens. So if you do have a Bitly account, it's not sufficient to just change your password. Instead, you also have to change your API key and have to issue new OAuth tokens. We talked about this before, but one trick an attacker can remain persistent with access to a particular account like Bitly is by changing or adding API keys and OAuth tokens that then give the attacker privileges to do additional changes to your account, like for example adding new short links. The problem, of course, with Bitly is that it's used so ubiquitously by a lot of trusted websites, and as a result, if now Bitly is compromised, of course, you don't know for sure where the links will redirect you that Bitly issued. They did publish a pretty good blog post outlining the steps that you should take in order to reset the affected tokens and your account passwords. So again, if you do have an account with Bitly, make sure that you follow these steps. And then we got some Russian researchers who found interesting flaws in a solar power management platform. The problem with the solar power management platforms is that they can affect the grid these solar platforms are connected to. The overall problem you have with the architecture of solar power is that the generation is more decentralized. It's not centralized in large power plant as with conventional power. As a result, you have more of the logic and intelligence of the grid sort of at these edges, at these individual solar power producers. And vulnerabilities in these solar power control platforms can then affect the grid by, for example, delivering less power than thought or delivering too much power. There is a patch available for this particular solar power management system. So we'll hope that whoever is in charge of these respective solar power system will apply the patch. Evidently, there are over 200,000 of these systems in use globally. And SUSE Linux found a new privilege escalation vulnerability in Linux that can be used to gain root access. The problem here is that this vulnerability was identified as part of an incident response trying to figure out why a compromised system crashed. Luckily, this vulnerability is not very reproducibly executable and as such may crash the system, which triggered the investigation in this case. The vulnerability was introduced in 2.6.31 and is present in the more recent 3.x kernels. So check for a patch from your distribution. They should be coming out within the next couple days. And if you're using Elasticsearch, pay attention. There is a vulnerability in version 1.2 that allows arbitrary remote code execution. Elasticsearch is used a lot for web applications and as such would be exposed directly to anybody able to search, for example, your website. It's not just used for a site search feature, but overall sort of as a fast database, you frequently see Elasticsearch being used. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.